Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SIGN, text that into 72881 and you are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. And your artist of the day, or as I like to call it, your AOTD, is Genesis on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Dana, what is going on outside?
We got a tornado watch.
In October?
In October.
Is it ever going to stop raining? It started again.
I know.
Two things. We've had, 9 inches of rain in a couple of days? Something insane. Number one, our cell phone's going... Brr, 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 brr. Number two...
I'm sorry, what was it doing?
Brr, 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 brr. Number two, it's my understanding that once you can start buying pumpkin spice lattes again, the tornado warnings go away.
This is Kansas. They never go away. Remember, we had one in January a few years ago.
Yeah, why do you think... Tornado warnings go away in October.
I think we are all on heightened alert during tornado weather season and severe weather season in the spring. But, I texted my family and all my girlfriends. I said, we're under tornado warning. And everyone was
watch.
Warning
is... everybody into a panic.
Grab onto your knees and take cover.
Well, no, I believe it means to take shelter. I don't think you have to grab your knees.
What's that going to do?
What are we?
Help me.
Getting some corporal punishment down in Texas or something? I mean,
now I need to make sure I called this a watch on Facebook.
Did you put it as a warning on Facebook?
I don't think so.
Dana.
They need to change the words.
No,
it needs to be tornado.
You've never in all the years.
Hold on to your hats, you're about to die. That's one of them. Or tornado, the air is ripe for it, be aware. That's what they need to call it.
Okay. In all the years that you and I have been together, for whatever, and I knew as soon as Kara Markser said something out in the newsroom about a half hour ago about a tornado watch for the listening area, I knew you would screw this up. I knew it. It's like rain
watch.
In the spring.
I said watch.
Good. See, let me help you, and I don't know why I have to do this with you every year.
Mm-hmm.
Tornado watch means...
watching.
Watch for one. There Let's might watch. Be one or there might not be one, but you might want to watch for it.
Look, you got to do the hand signal, too.
Huh?
You got to do the hand signal with your hand up over your eyes.
Like this.
Right. I'm watching.
A tornado.
I don't see one, but I'm watching. I conflate the two because I think, watch out, it's coming! That's what I think. And then I conflate watch and warning, and I think a lot of people do the same thing.
What does warning mean to you?
We're warning you, it might happen, but maybe not.
No.
It's the opposite of that. So watch.
Warning means there is one. Watch means there could be one.
Right.
You want to take the test?
It's as muddy as the Mississippi to me. They both start with W.
That's what it is.
They're both verbs. I need you to be more clear, Brian Busby.
So you need a kiss your ass goodbye, tornadoes coming thing.
Yes.
And then a...
heads up.
Maybe.
The atmosphere's ripe. Keep an eye on the sky.
Tornado maybe versus tornado, it's coming.
Yes. We'll call it a tornado maybe. This is why women should be in charge. Thank you, Kara. We have a tornado maybe out there today.
And what would you rename the warning then?
It's coming.
Tornado, hold on to your hats. It's coming.
So, tornado, hold on to your hats, and then tornado, maybe.
Yeah. So, we're under tornado, maybe, right now, until 9 o'clock tonight.
We're under a tornado, maybe.
Yes.
If that changes, we'll break in and let you know clearly and concisely.
And then we'll say there's a tornado. Hold on to your hats for X counting.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or Y counting.
Correct.
Yeah. Because there's nothing better than making I don't like it either, Rod. There's nothing better than making fun of it when people are about to die.
No, I like tornado maybe. That makes sense. But the other one I didn't.
Tornado, hold on to your hat. I mean, you're going under the thought that everybody wears a hat.
Tornado
Hells, yes. Tornado Hells, yes. For Platte County.
Tornado Hells, yeah.
Until 2:30 this afternoon. We have a tornado hell. I'm being facetious. It's a joke. It's not real.
But if you did, it would be Tornado Hells, yes.
We have a Tornado Hells, yes for Platte County until 2:30 this afternoon.
But to clarify, it is just a tornado maybe for everyone listening until 9 p.m. Yep, you heard it here first, people.
Okay, now that we've clarified that.
Tornado Hells, yes. That is the dumbest thing
Other than that,
ever.
How are you, Kara Marks?
I'm good. Did you guys see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are out today?
Oh, see, you do this to me every year. You get me all wound up.
I know. It's so fun. Just like the
wide awake. All right, I can see this one. Yeah. I didn't know she wasn't in. Stevie Solo.
And it's her first time being nominated.
Well, you have to wait 25 years after your record. Mm-hmm. Now, I think her first solo record came out in 82 or 83.
So she's had a long time.
Yeah, she should have been nominated before this.
Yeah.
She's already in it. Fleetwood Mac's already in, so I'm assuming she's already in with them.
Probably.
Okay, who else is getting nominated today?
Also this year.
Can we only do Def Leppard pre-1984 for the Hall of Fame?
Ten-arm
Def Leppard, not nine-arm Def Leppard.
Wow.
Can't help you there.
Wow. And you don't like Tornado Maybe.
What is nine?
We're going to call it Ten-Armed Def Leppard.
Ten-Armed Def Leppard was really good. Nine-Armed Def Leppard sucks. What is nine arms and sucks?
All right.
Def Leppard.
Yeah. Devo's also on there.
Oh, God.
John Prine.
Oh, Devo's cool.
No, Devo's not cool.
Roxy Music. Todd Rundgren. These are all first-timers. LL Cool J and Kraftwerk.
Oh, hello.
Are back on there again.
Ladies love Cool J.
If Kraftwerk gets in, they have to put Depeche Mode in next year then.
This one surprised me. I didn't realize Janet Jackson wasn't there yet.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty?
Yeah, she's on the list. MC5, Radiohead.
Yeah, people have been screaming for MC5 for years.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Radiohead?
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
The Cure and the Zombies.
Are you having a seizure?
No, but let me ask you something.
Who? The Zombies?
All these people that are nominated every year, what percentage get in? Is it a number?
Five, I think.
So they pick five out of all those. So let's take Janet Jackson. If this is the first time she's nominated, she doesn't get in. Are you automatically nominated the next year?
Nope.
Really? Huh.
That list would get awfully long.
That's interesting.
Because LL Cool J and Kraftwerk have both made the list four times before.
I was going to say, how do they decide if you've already been nominated when you get to be nominated again?
It's the same way they do with, like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You either deserve to be in or you don't.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, they have to admit a certain number of bands per year, just like they do with players. And maybe the year that you're up for eligibility, you're up against John Elway and Joe Montana. And, you know, I mean,
right.
You're screwed. Because they're getting in, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me remind everyone who isn't in, if I may. T-Rex, Thin Lizzy, Whitney Houston.
That one surprises me.
Depeche Mode.
Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm. Not in. I don't even know that she's ever been nominated.
Huh.
Because you think if she was nominated, she'd probably get in. And I can already see the text line now. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whitney Houston. I know, but LL Cool J is not rock either, and he's being nominated. Run DMC wasn't rock, and they're already in. Grandmaster Flash is in. He's not rock. Buddy Guy is in. BB King. They're not rock.
Do you have to have some significance to the rock world?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you just have to, like, isn't Public Enemy in there? I mean, what did Public Enemy do for rock and roll? Nothing. I wonder if Ice-T, I mean, if we're going to put rappers in, where's Ice-T?
Well, where's Run DMC?
Run DMC's in.
Okay. See, I don't follow this stuff like you do. So this is all fascinating to me.
Because for people who like rock and roll, it's almost infuriating. Like, Kiss got in finally 3 years ago. But Guns N' Roses gets in on the first ballot. I don't understand it. Okay, put Def Leppard. I mean, hell, you put Bon Jovi in last year. You might as well put in Def Leppard this year, I guess. I don't know. I shouldn't care as much as I do. But
You do seem to take offense to, like, who they nominate every year.
Let me ask you something. What do you get if you're in? It's like saying who's the greatest athlete of all time. Well, that depends on who you ask. Mm-hmm. What do you get if you're in?
Think you just get some sort of, you know, recognition.
Okay.
For lack of a better word.
Sure.
The hall decided that you were important enough, influential enough, big enough. You know, and you don't have to, it's not about records. For me, it's not about record sales. God knows Thin Lizzy didn't sell a ton of records. But there's no Def Leppard without Thin Lizzy. Iron Maiden's not in. There's another band.
It's interesting the way they do it. The thing that's great about music, and I'm a freak about music, any kind of music, is it is what it is to you. And it's very personal.
Yeah.
So anybody you talk to has a totally different opinion on what should and shouldn't be in a rock and roll hall of fame. Yeah, I mean,
it's Top Gun, duh.
So anyways, the point is, it's
dumbest question
done by committee, but at the same time, you're like, who's on this stupid committee?
Right?
Isn't it previous winners? And like some journalists or something or other?
I think it's a lot of rock journalists, which I don't even know that if they exist anymore. Rock journalist.
Well, it's like the AP writers pick the coach of the year or one of the coaches of the year award.
Mm-hmm.
The sports writers.
Yeah, Motorhead's not in. I just don't see it, man. Somebody says Janet Jackson has been nominated before.
Yeah, I didn't say she hadn't been.
Oh, okay.
It was Whitney that you think maybe has not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any of her stuff. I don't know how you don't put Whitney Houston in there.
Yeah.
So here's a few of the people on the nominating committee.
Okay.
Dave Grohl. Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Questlove.
Who?
Questlove.
Okay.
Bill Flanagan. David Dorn.
Is Cheap Trick in? Cheap Trick better be in there.
You know, I don't know.
There's a lot of people.
What about the Doobie Brothers? Did they ever get in a couple years ago? Anyway, I don't
know. Where do you physically go if you want to go to the Hall of Fame?
To Cleveland, Ohio.
Let's all get in a van and do that.
It's right on the water.
Supposedly, it's a very nice place. I guess you know, like Chicago's known for pizza
and murder.
Yeah,
and New York's got their style of pizza. But you know what I mean. Every place has different things they're known for. I guess they're food out of a dumpster.
Really?
Yeah, that's the big thing in Cleveland.
Is Queen in? Yes. Metallica's not in. Writes 94.51. Yes, they are. Metallica got in on the first ballot, I think. Oh, by the way, Hurricane Michael, hello.
It's a thing.
Man alive.
I've got friends who live in southern Georgia, and they're like, again with the tornado, or with
Cheap Trick's
hurricanes.
Yeah, they've gotten beat up this year.
Yeah. And it's going to go right through Wilmington, North Carolina again.
Mm-hmm. Just what they need.
Jeez Louise, man. All right, your keyword to cash is sign, S-I-G-N. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Care Marks are Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You are listening to Kansas City's 98.1
FM. 98.1
FM. KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Whether you want a diamond engagement ring, you want to upgrade your wedding set, diamond earrings, necklace, it doesn't matter. Kriegel Mesh Diamonds does it all. Let them design something for you and sell it directly to you. I love it when we're out at live remotes, out and about. People come up to me all the time and say, want to see my Kriegel Mesh Diamond? You are going to love what they can do for you. And best of all, you're going to love the price. In most cases, you will save half of your money or more when you shop the wholesale route when it comes to fine jewelry. And people never believe it. I always say price them first, price them last. It doesn't matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat when it comes to diamonds. All of that ridiculous markup that you see on the commercial market, they are able to take that out of the equation at Kriegel Mesh. They don't have the overhead the other guys do. They don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phones. All of that savings is passed on to you. They'll design something for you, sell it directly to you, and you are going to save. 913-660-9609 by private appointment only. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.